Whatever else midnight may signify, is that point at which the status quo is no longer operable in our lives. That time when the inevitable call comes and challenges us to move. The call that comes at midnight is a summons to action. The challenge is this: when the call comes at midnight, will you be prepared? Let's consider a couple of historical midnight challenges. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, we read about the first Passover feast. God was about to deliver his people, the Hebrews, from over 400 years of bondage to the Egyptians. Moses had brought God's demand for deliverance to the Pharaoh for the 10th time. Isn't it amazing how the Lord, God, is so patient with our stubbornness? Over and over, Moses stood before Pharaoh and declared what thus said the Lord. And each time he'd been rebuffed, despite plagues of frogs, flies, polluted streams, locusts. The Egyptian monarch refused to allow God's people to leave the land. This 10th time, the response from God was the declaration of death to all of the firstborn males in the land. The only way that the Hebrews would escape this plague of death was through their obedience to God's plan of salvation. Each family was commanded to butcher a lamb, prepare a meal, and sprinkle the lamb's blood over the door. The presence of the blood would protect all who were within the house. And despite the lateness of the hour, they were to pack up everything they owned, to eat with their coats on, and to be prepared to move out, lock, stock, and barrel, as soon as the call came. In the midnight hour, when the call came, there would be no time for second guessing. There would be no chance to look for misplaced items. When the call came, there wouldn't be time to run back for forgotten valuables. When the call rang out in the midnight hour, they had to be ready to go or be left behind. The fact that their leader, Moses, had given orders to prepare for an exodus would have meant nothing had not the Hebrews embraced their own vision for a future of full of hope. They were driven by the desire for something better, something greater for their children than a life of oppression. Their vision for the future fueled their determination to turn a midnight cry of mourning into the jubilant cry of celebration. In the words of the prophet, where there is no vision, the people perish. Maundy Thursday this year at First Church, many of you celebrated a Seder meal.